This is CliffCentral.com.
Hey, what's up? What's going on? What's going on? It's your man. It's G-Man, the ad man. And here we are once again. It's another beautiful Wednesday. It's been another amazing week of advertising, and you're here with me once again, tearing it up. It's going to be an amazing show today. If you've been following me in any way on social media, on Twitter, on Facebook, you'll know that today I got some dope things happening today. I got big shit. And today's going to be one of those shows. But I have to give a shout out, first of all, to everyone that's out there in Cannes. You know, last week, if you remember, we spoke to Mlu. He was on his way to Cannes. And if you've been following him on social media, you'll know that he's been up to some amazing things. He's been part of a program that Ogilvy has put together out there. A whole bunch of young people from around the world gathered out there in Cannes, doing amazing things, working on some brief. So shout out to those guys. And then I absolutely have to shout out everybody who's been winning out there in Cannes, man. It's just been there was Duncan saying woo. That's it. So I think we absolutely have to shout out everybody that's out there in Cannes. South Africa once again has done amazingly in the world of radio. I mean, if you just have to go onto that site and look at all the winners, and you'll see just how amazingly everyone has done. But I mean, SA, when it comes to radio, it feels like we always at the forefront of that with that kind of thing. So once again, a beautiful week for advertising radio in Cannes. We're hoping to get hold of somebody who's got said lion in Cannes. And you know, it's an amazing thing. I've having been there a few times and watched people who win. They have a different walk. Down that croisette after they've won, you know, and it's like everyone knows your name, you know. You find yourself waking up next to I don't know whether I'll be saying too much, but waking up next to women of every kind from every corner of the world, because everyone can spot a winner, you know. And when you're in Cannes, you're very hard to miss, because you're carrying this huge lion with you, and apparently we must walk around with it to every bar, because people must know that it is essentially the World Cup, and it's like you're walking around with your World Cup trophy. But it's fine. I think we've got Mulifi Motulo on the line, and he's going to tell us what it's like to be a Cannes winner. So Mo, are you there on the other side, my man?
Yeah, man, I'm dealing with David here.
Oh yeah. Yeah, what's up? Welcome, guys. Welcome to the show. On the other side, guys, I've got Mo Tulo and Mr. Dave Kruger, guys who essentially just took over the world yesterday. What's going on there, fellas?
Yeah, man, it's all good. You know, we're lounging in the south of France, chilling out.
Lounging in the south of France.
We get to put on shorts for a change, right?
Yeah. Dave, tell us. Tell us, guys, what was it like? What was it like to walk up on stage and essentially have the whole world just shower you with envy, man?
Got you both the kind. But, yeah, I think you know, you can never beat the feeling, you know?
Yeah.
As you know, they say that Cannes is the office of advertising, so it kind of is... highlight of your career, and to get it to go up there for a Grand Prix, man, is amazing. And you know, obviously I'll ask Dave to say how it felt for him, but for me, you know, it's incredible. You can't beat the feeling.
Yeah.
You know?
But well, I mean, you sit there and you make it sound like this is the first time this has happened to you. What you guys don't know is that this is the second time that Mo has gone out there and just picked himself up a nice Grand Prix. Does it get old, man? Does that feeling just, you know, does it get old, being the best in the world?
Yeah,
are you there?
Yeah, so, look, dude, you know, we wouldn't say it's like a...
There's that humble starter.
Yeah, and, you know, you can only do the best you can, and, like, it happens. So it's always amazing for that to happen.
Oh, that's amazing, man.
You can never get tired of it, you know?
Yeah. And then, tell us, how did this influence the outcome of your after party? What happened after the win? And I know there's no such thing as after the win when you're in Cannes. Once you've won for pretty much that entire week, you're walking on air. But how did it influence your after party?
Let me say this. So it turns out that all the ladies in Cannes know what the thing is.
Ah, that's what's up.
Holding it in your hand.
Yeah.
There's a lot of, may I touch it? You know, can I hold it?
Are we still talking about the lion here? Did I touching it?
No. Everybody knows what it is.
Yeah.
You know, you're walking around with that, like it's like, you know, hanging off your neck.
Yeah.
And just opening doors for you, man. You know?
Ah, that's dope. That's
so
dope.
The after party for you really starts as you walk down those stairs.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, man.
Okay. No. Just wrap it up now. Cover it to be linky mo sabas patisa. And let's have a party when you get back out here, man. Let's have a throwdown when you come back to SA, man. Give our love to everyone
dope,
in there.
Man. Yeah, dope, man. Thanks for the shout out, God, man. Really appreciate it, bro.
No problem. Boy, I'll go not tequila, Munna. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
All right, dope. Yeah, that was Motulo. That was Motulo having a fantastic time out in Ken. My Envy Cup runneth over, as it should. Because it's an amazing feeling. It should be amazing, an amazing feeling. Look at me saying it's an amazing feeling, like I know what it's like to have a Grand Prix. But let's get into it then. So remember, I told you guys that today is going to be rather lit. And so I mean, it wasn't by coincidence that I was playing Umlilo in the beginning. Between Pretoria and these two guys, there's a lot of fire going around. So. I've got in the studio with me two guys that I'm privileged enough to call my friends, but also privileged enough to have watched rise, you know, and I have the guys with me in studio from the odd number with me right now are Kola Nose and Swusiso Stone. What's up, fellas?
Hello. How are you?
I'm very well, man. I'm very well, Swusiso. Guys, welcome, man. I mean, this has been a long time coming.
Yeah, look, yeah. We are here. You know, yeah. When we started, you were a copywriter. Now you're a DJ.
Yeah.
Things are changing.
Hey, man. I wear many heads, as you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, man. It's been quite a ride. What Swusiso means is that, you know, I when I first met Swusiso, you know, he couldn't speak English.
I used to say yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Any question?
We worked together at FCB back in the day, and then I mean, here he is now in front of us. I mean, I'll let him tell you, Swusiso.
Yeah.
What have you been up to, man? What are you doing right now?
Right now, Grant, there's a lot going on. I'm sitting with me is Kola. We started the odd number. The odd number, boy.
There we go. It's not touch, can't touch me.
Yeah. You have to be odd to be number one.
There we go. Oh, boom. Boom. That's that.
No,
shit.
Yeah, man. But we started 1st of April, April Fool's Day last year.
Yeah.
We've been running ever since. This has been our baby, you know. It's it's like a little infant that we.
It's already been a year.
Yeah, man. It's just over a year.
That's insane.
A couple of months.
That's insane.
Yeah.
That's crazy shit. And how's it been, Gola?
Yeah, it's been difficult, but you know, it's been good.
Yeah.
So we've been running formally for a year.
Yeah.
We set up the business in 2011. So, you know, we took time out to really craft what it is that we want to do.
Yeah.
Really think about this, you know, how we're going to play in the space.
Oh, because you got this position, he was double stepping.
No, he was.
Oh, he was.
I can keep it a secret. Yeah, so it's been difficult but good.
Yeah.
We're learning and you know, we're growing. So
yeah. That's great. Amazing, guys. Yeah. It's amazing. I mean, I think it's a super inspiring story.
Yeah.
You know, but take us through it. I mean, what people don't know is that you guys know each other essentially since you were one.
Yeah. Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And and I mean, I hear none of that has stopped, really.
especially in winter. It's crazy.
No, but I mean, take us through the story of you guys, you know, like how did you guys meet? How did you guys, you know, how do we end up at the place that we are right now with the odd number right here in front of us? Where did that start?
So I met Kola in standard 5, yeah?
Yeah. For millennials, that's grade 7.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. In standard 5, it was, remember those high school socials that used to have back in the day?
Yeah.
So they happened to have one at his school, which was like a co-ed. And he took it upon himself to see if he could organize a girl for me.
Listen to that.
he's a doer, you know. Yeah. He's a problem solver. He saw a problem, he ran in. I said to myself, what a good guy. Yeah. So the next year we were in the same school.
Yeah.
We've just been getting into trouble. And
did you influence his decision to be in the same school as you? Or like, was that meeting at a social? Did that?
No. He knew he was coming.
Listen.
So let me
give you the actual story. My man. Hang on. Listen. So Sibusiso got to the dance, calls me aside. He says, you know, there's this girl he'd like me to introduce him to. And so I did.
Right.
He immediately took a liking to me.
There we go.
And then it so happens that, you know, we met again and stand at six. And it's been, you know, love ever since.
Oh, guys. What a beautiful story.
Nice romance.
No. I mean, it's a pinnacle of
the actual story.
Yeah. You know? No. That's fantastic. And so you guys were both at, you were at St. David's together.
Yeah.
Mm. And essentially grew into this partnership. Well, this friendship that eventually became this big partnership.
Yeah, man.
And do you think that knowing each other, having been friends for that long, has had an influence on kind of the outcome or on the relationship you guys have as business people right now?
I think the intent was never to start a business.
Right.
I mean, we were friends, and we had different interests. I mean, Sibusiso took to the arts. Mm. I took to more the commerce sort of route.
Right.
But through school, sort of the latter part of high school, we decided, no man, let's see what we can do.
Right.
And it just so happens that, you know, the marriage between creative and business, makes sense in this space.
Right.
So it played itself out pretty well. But the intent was never to, you know.
Yeah, from jump.
No.
Oh, that's great. Oh yeah, so your background is not necessarily it's not in advertising at all.
Yeah.
So where were you before you chose to come to this crazy world of ours and what's it been like? What's the transition been like from that world?
So I mean, through school, sort of standard 9, 10, I knew I wanted to get into marketing.
Yeah.
So comms specifically.
Sure.
So I'm a marketer by trade. I mean, I did an undergrad and honors in that.
That's what's up.
Spent a couple of years in marketing, so FMB, as well as Momentum.
Yeah.
But then I also realized that I wanted to get a better understanding of business holistically.
Right.
I then did a master's in business, but also spent some time in management consulting. And that's like business 101. So you get into a business and you sort of need to understand all aspects of the business.
Right.
So my journey is really that. It's marketing, as well as strategy, as well as business.
Yeah.
And that, you know, those learnings play themselves out well again in the sort of business that we intend to build.
So you were always coming to this. You're always coming to this world.
One way or another,
you're always going to be here. and you then, Sibusiso, I mean, like I said, I mean, I know where you started. I raised you, please.
Yeah,
you.
No, right? Yes, Daddy.
But, I think, I mean, for the benefit of our listeners, I mean, what's your story been, and how did you arrive at being the creative director or the executive creative director or the chief creative officer of Odd Number? Which one is
he? He's the boss.
To being the creative of the Odd Number.
No, man, you know, since I was even at Red and Yellow, I always knew that I wanted to start a business.
Right.
So that was always playing in my head.
Yeah.
It was just about finding, getting the right experience and at the right time.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, I was at Ogilvy before I jumped into the Odd Number.
Yeah.
Ogilvy was dope because we worked on a whole lot of stuff. And I kind of felt like, I'm finding that nice groove of the kind of work that I actually want to make, you know?
Yeah.
It just got to a point where I was just like, you know, I can do it.
Yeah,
I can do it. And my partner as well. You know, we had been, this has been bubbling up for some time. So
right. Since pre-2011.
Yeah. You know, so I think we both got to a point in our careers where we were just like, you know, we're young, we still got the energy, you know, we're not bent out yet. Let's jump. Yeah. let's throw in the dice and see what happens, you know.
That's so dope,
and that was cool. So we haven't looked back ever since.
That's fantastic. Yeah. And I mean, obviously the other creatives that you've worked with, I'm not saying you should say me.
Yeah.
The other creatives that you worked with along your path, you know, to get to where you are right now must have had some kind of influence on how you do things right now. I mean, can you like expand on that?
No, definitely. I mean, the name Neo Mashego is in my head.
Yeah.
I think I think we made some nice stuff with
nothing wrong, no machine.
Oh, Nduna. Yeah. Nduna, are you out there? I want to send a shout out to Nduna. No, but that was dope, man. So you know, he's also an entrepreneur spirit as well, you know. So we had a lot of discussions as well, you know. So it wasn't just, you know, it can't just be about creative, you know. Creatives have also got to mind their money as well.
Hey, man.
Their nest egg.
A recurring theme here on this show. A recurring theme. Because I mean, it literally does always come up, you know. Like, creatives are tired of other people running their money.
And I think
that's an amazing thing. And like for me, what always that doesn't baffle me more than it actually interests me a lot. Why is it, do you think, that a lot of people in the industry right now are either going freelance or are going to a place where they're going, I want an odd number, you know?
Yeah.
And then that normally ends up in a place where they are a subsidiary of another company, you know, or a bigger ad agency.
Yeah.
And then, you know, they kind of are a plug-in of this ad agency.
Yeah.
Why do you think that is? And for you, I mean, you guys are not necessarily attached or affiliated to any agency, right?
Yeah.
Why didn't you guys attach yourself to any agency? And why do you think that people go this way, the way that you have done?
Well, look, independence was always a big thing for us. And what independence means as well is, I think when we started, we were given a kickstart by our media business as well. So we actually own a media business.
Oh, dope.
So... you know, we didn't want to have that affiliation.
Own a media business. Yes. No. You don't just gloss over that and just keep running.
You caught me there.
Let's I don't think you guys understand the amount of deception I'm feeling right now. You know? I feel like I thought I knew these guys. And here we are now talking about that. I mean, Kola, what media business? Talk to me.
So I mean, the idea is to grow our advertising business sort of in tandem with the media business.
Yeah. The media one obviously existed before.
No, it did. It did.
Yeah. Talk to me.
In a big way now. So we're actually going to roll out a huge project across 9 provinces with this business. Essentially a media owner.
Oh, that's beautiful.
But, you know, we don't really want to get into too much detail at this
point. Okay. Yet.
Okay.
You know, let's let it you know, grow. But it's definitely on the go.
Okay, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. Yeah. Hey, secretive. Anyway, it's fine, guys. I'll get something out of them when we switch these mics off later. Tell us. Sorry, I interrupted you.
What was I talking about?
Just about independence.
I was talking about the independence.
Oh, about independence. Yeah. Okay, so I mean, you mentioned a couple of things there around freelance. You know, I think the freelance thing as well is, I think a lot of creatives are feeling worked. You know, when it feels like, hey, this agency wants their blood.
Yeah.
You know,
they're pound of flesh.
Yeah, they're pound of flesh. You know, and you know. You know, creatives love freedom, by nature, you know. So I think why freelancing is attractive is because it has that kind of freedom where you can hop around different agencies, you don't get involved in the politics, you don't feel a certain way, you don't get jaded, etc. As far as the odd numbers independence goes, I think I kind of want to make the work that I want to make as well.
That's
you know,
right.
Like you want to have your DNA on everything that goes out of the odd number.
That's right.
And I think once you lose that independence, you kind of lose that DNA. Yeah. You know, now you are a multi.
National.
Now you have to sign all sorts of papers if I want grant to smile in my print ad.
Yeah, I must go and sign.
You must go. No, you must go and talk to Mr. Sorrell.
So, it's not.
Boom. Yeah,
it's not entirely a bad thing, though. I think for us, it's worked because you know that was our plan. But I think to be affiliated to any sort of bigger brother is not necessarily a bad thing, as long as it's a stepping stone. You know,
as long as it doesn't harm the work.
Absolutely.
And I mean, you speak about the freedom that creatives obviously want. How are you guys at the odd number making sure that the creatives that you have? Because I mean, I've walked around your building.
Yeah,
I've seen one or three or four creatives. How are you guys making sure that your creatives feel like they're not stifled creatively? How do you make sure that, like you said, you know, you put your DNA into it? And I know you kind of go, there's your personal DNA and then there's the DNA of whatever the agency is going to become. How do you make sure that your creatives in there don't feel like they're stifled, that they feel like they can still bring them to the party?
It's just like it's kind of what I mentioned with even Neo earlier on. I think the nice thing about that relationship was being given the freedom to to come up with and do and take responsibility of the work that you produce.
You know?
And I think that's something that I've taken with me, and that's something we instill in the building.
That's dope.
And I think they also understand that we want to make great work. I mean, that's, we're not just there just cause. As Funuguna Matenda. Like, we actually want to make amazing work. Yeah. You know? So I think people like that. We want to make amazing work. We want to make local work as well.
That's right.
You know, and there's so much out there. There's so many stories to tell. And I think people gravitate to that because they want to tell those stories.
That's really dope.
You know,
that's really dope. Yeah. I like that. So I mean, Kola, you touched on how it probably does help you if you have the affiliation of a bigger brother of some kind. Do you think that applies to when getting business as well? Do you think that having that your independence has that hindered or helped you get new business? And do you think that it probably would be better if you had somebody like if you had a Sorel company running with you?
I think for us, and I can only speak to what we've done with our number, I mean, we're very clear on what it is that, you know, the future looks like for us. So
right.
We know what our sort of 5-year Vision 2020 plan is for us. Yeah. And we're working our plan, and we're just sticking to our guns. And if partnerships come along, we'll value them based on the merit of what the deal is.
Right.
But ultimately, we're doing what we need to do to grow the business that we started, and it's as simple as that.
I mean, speaking about that, can we talk about your client base? I mean, how vast is the client base, or is the client base conversation just like the media business? talk to me about your client base. I mean, how big and how varied is it? You know, is it like in specific industries? Like, where, how does it look?
So it's it's fairly varied. We've been doing and we've done some work for KFC Africa. Mm-hmm. BBC is one of our highly beloved clients as well. Shout out Cherise. BBC has been great for us. We got appointed as the agency for BBC, I think, last year, November. We've been working on a whole lot of projects with them. You know, from Top Gear to Strictly Come Dancing to all sorts of shows like that.
That's great stuff, man.
Yeah, man, that's been cool. There's VIP, probably a little known NGO. We've just done a youth voting campaign for them for the municipal elections, which was great. There's FNB. So we're doing some internal activations for FNB. There, it was a 6-month project that it ends, I think, next month.
HST
is it's Health Systems Trust. We're rolling out a campaign. Actually, we're in production right now. It's launching in about 15 days' time, which is dope.
Yeah.
Last week Friday we got some nice news.
Wait, don't go there yet. Don't go there yet.
Okay,
we will get there. We will land that eagle.
No,
guys, that's amazing. Yeah. It sounds like you guys have like a broad spectrum of clients in different industries and feels like you guys are doing amazing shit. For people who are essentially, I'm not sure whether you are 12 months old or whether you are since the World Cup in 2010. But I mean, well, either whichever one it is, like a fledgling company, you guys are doing amazing work, man. Congratulations.
There's no sleeping at the Odd Number.
Yeah.
Everyone has a blanket and a pillow.
That's amazing. Okay, cool. You know what we're going to do? I've been told that I have to play adverts because, the station is growing. We're playing adverts. I'm gonna cut you an ad break, but when we come back, we're gonna delve now slightly deeper into these amazing news that you have for us.
Cool.
And then let's start chatting. I wanna hear more about where you guys think you want to go.
Yeah.
What your opinion is on things like Cannes and things like awards.
100%.
Let's just have a good time. So I'm gonna play an ad right now, and then when we come back, let's hang out.
Download the Cliff Central app, available now on the Apple App Store and Google Play Store.
Business leaders around the globe are committing to building a better world for everyone. CliffCentral.com is joining forces with the Sympathy Sleepout, taking a stand for the plight of the homeless. We invite you to participate with us in the Sympathy Sleepout on the 28th of July 2016. Join the ranks of leaders of change by using your influence for what truly matters. Sign up now for the Sympathy Sleepout on www.theceosleepoutza.co.za. That's theceosleepoutza.co.za.
Today, an alien ship attacked Earth.
Should we be nervous? Yeah. show them Earth is not for the taking. Because I guess they didn't get the message the first time.
Come on, it's a party.
That is definitely bigger than the last one.
In cinemas 24 June, experience Independence Day Resurgence in Stair Kinecor's IMAX 3D and at New Metro in Scene Extreme and 4DX.
Cliff Central.
The revolution.
I've got something important to tell you.
CliffCentral.com.
Here we are again. We're back with those two crazy guys.
Hi.
Musiso and Gola. Together they call themselves the Odd Number. We're talking amazing things, you know, and you know, like what I said before, is that you know, the guys have amazing news. Musiso called me last week. because they were supposed to have been also on the show for about the past 2 weeks now. The guys were supposed to have come to the show,
yeah.
But you know, I think they just wanted it to coincide with dope things. So Musiso called me last week on the verge of tears. I think he was crying. I think it was a nice drunk dial. called me, said, "Yeah, geez, it's time." and I think it's time indeed. You know, I mean, the guys have amazing news. But I'm gonna let them tell you guys. Guys, I think give us a story in full. What's going on at the Odd Number? What's this exciting stuff that you guys are about to?
No, go for it, my son.
Yeah, no, look. So we got a letter last week, Friday, saying that we've been appointed as agency for Brand SA.
Cool. I hope you guys heard that. They've been appointed
the agency, above the line agency for Brand SA.
Like, if that ain't some shit, if that ain't some shit,
yeah,
right,
yeah.
Come on now,
yeah,
guys,
yeah.
That is amazing shit. That is amazing shit. How does something like that come about, man? Did you guys pitch?
No,
did somebody knock on your door?
It's more like a
normal tender
submission
process.
That
yeah.
we went through. It was a normal tender process.
Yeah.
And then there was a lot of follow ups on it, so we thought we might be in the running.
Mm.
We're small, so we also sometimes just go, you know, let's try.
Exactly.
And
see
what happens. But we officially sort of custodians of the South Africa brand, which is dope.
Amazing. I don't get tired of hearing that.
You know,
that is
so,
dope shit.
Yeah, man.
I want you guys to know that is a G-Man, the ad man exclusive. Do nobody know about this before right now. You and I found out at the same time, guys. You and the world found out at the same time. It's fucking amazing, dude.
Yeah, man.
You're talking about submissions now. This is your life.
Hey, it's crazy, man. I'm talking about revenue. I don't know that word.
Oh, fuck, that's amazing. But now, Gola, what does it mean for your business? What does this mean for the growth of your business?
Look, it means we're on track.
You
know, we had a year one target. We managed to hit target, actually exceeded target.
Beautiful.
Well into year two. We look like we're going to make target again.
Hello.
We're growing from a head count of 11 to about 15 in the next month or so. So we'll close out the year.
Are you guys hearing this though?
We're on a good wicket with our clients. You know, we're still looking to grow the business. We've got sort of huge growth targets for year two and three.
Yeah.
For us, it's about breakthrough, man. When we got into the year, you know, Spoo and I were like, we need to get two retainer accounts in the next 8 months.
That's beautiful, man.
And we got one, so we're working on getting a second one. So we've been lucky. You know?
Yes,
yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you guys call it luck, but I mean, I think, you know, everything, all the work that's been put in from day one, obviously culminates into shit like this. You know,
100%.
Like 100%,
wow. Sure.
Yeah.
But now, are we going to? Is there going to be a celebration on the Mandela Bridge? are we there? Yeah. that's insane, man. Yeah. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
And I mean, like you said, I mean, does this mean growing your business?
Sure.
I mean, your staff contingent. Even more.
So I mean, we're well aware that rapid growth isn't necessarily good growth. We also don't want to bloat our system, and we're also just really informing our company culture.
Yeah.
So we're very mindful of the sort of people that we bring on board. You know, well thought out decisions, but we're gonna have to grow to service this client. So, in the next month, we are looking at bringing on board about four people. That'll take us to about 15, 16.
That's great.
We'll probably close the year at about 18.
Oh, that's dope.
18 staff, full-time staff members.
Yeah. Yeah. That is fantastic, man. That is just really, really great news.
Yeah.
And I mean, does this mean, you know, where are you guys situated right now? I mean, I say I've walked around the building, but...
We're in Sandton right now.
Yeah.
We've been there since September.
Last year, yeah.
We actually share a building with Malin Low.
Yeah.
They're upstairs. We sort of occupy the first floor.
Yeah.
We've been there since last year, September.
Yeah,
sure.
Man. Hey, you know? Guys, this is amazing news, you know.
Yeah.
If you've ever stumbled upon Zolake Chabangu's Instagram or Twitter or Facebook, anything, he's always going on about hashtag Black Excellence.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And you know, for me, I think it's hella important to highlight the excellence that exists amongst us.
Yeah.
You know? And I think that you guys are doing some dope shit, man.
Sure. Yeah, sure. Man. You know, and it's nice to see it being recognized as well. You know.
Yeah.
I think we're in an interesting period where. You know, lots of people are talking about Black Excellence and
right,
so on.
Right,
and I think,
right.
And I think a lot. And I think what it's doing is it's rousing the confidence for people to actually start doing stuff.
Right.
Sure.
And doing stuff well.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Really, really well.
And empowering ourselves, man. I think that's also key. Also, just changing lives. So I mean, we employ 11 people.
That's beautiful.
That's amazing, and it's growing. So just being mindful of that as well.
That's fantastic,
key,
guys.
You know, it's bigger than the odd number. Yeah,
hey man, guys, I think get in on this. You know, give us a phone call. Give us a call on 0861-555-189.
Oh,
ask the guys some stuff. You know, let's ask them. You know, they're changing lives. Can they change mine? And hit us up on Twitter at cliffcentral.com or on Facebook at cliffcentral. On WeChat at Cliff Central, or hit myself up straight up, you know, at Black Sem, it's at BLAXEM, or at Smoothie. So, what's your Twitter handle?
Smooth Tole.
Yeah.
That's Smooth Tole.
At Smooth Tole without an H, because he's
without
the other
an Stole. H, I'm the other Tole.
Yeah, he's the other one. Yeah. And Gola?
Doesn't exist.
Yeah. So will introduce Gola to Twitter. But for now,
I'm still introducing him to iPhone.
No. I mean, it's a learning curve. I mean,
slowly.
That's what partnerships are, learning from each other. You know, you do the submissions.
The basics.
You do submissions and set up your Snapchat. You know, it's that kind of thing. I think that's amazing. Yeah. Guys, so I mean, this obviously means then, you know, for the staff continues that you have, this presents itself as more opportunities to do great work. You know, so the more brands that you have, the more likely you are then to do great work across a large spectrum of accounts. And as you said, Spoo, you know, when you were at Ogilvy, you are able to work one day on a DSTV and then on the other side. Wait, so I think I've got somebody on the line. Hold on a second. Let's leave the guy alone. I think that it's important for us to talk about the staff contingent getting to understand that they can work on a lot of brands and then the awards opportunities present themselves as well. How important is that part to you? How important is the part about making your staff contingent feel like awards are a thing? And are they a thing to you?
Yeah, they are a thing to me. I must be honest. I think
we already won a couple of Ed of the Month.
We had our first Ed of the Month in February, actually, which was really, really cool for us. I think it does a lot for creative morale, creative confidence, you know, awards. But also, you know, we want to be part of that top 10 list of agencies that are excelling in creative,
right?
As well as it's excelling in creative, like agencies that are just doing really, really well.
That's dope.
You know, the Mo Tulo thing inspires us all the time. You know, I mean, I think that's fucking amazing. You know? Can I?
My man, but we can do what you want.
Yeah, man. I mean, that's humongous, and I think it's kudos. It's like it shows. I mean, he works freaking hard. Anyone who knows Mo Tulo knows that he puts in the hours. Him and Dave as well.
Yeah.
I mean, Dave is like the first guy at the office all the time. So shout out to hard work.
Shout out to hard work.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
Shout out to hard work and just producing excellent work. And I think when you're winning awards, when you're making great work, it also shows in the other stuff that you're doing. Like so on real clients, you take them as seriously as well. You know,
that's fantastic.
Yeah.
I think that's a really, really big deal. See, I've always I've always thought that it's a hard thing. It's a hard thing to also to motivate people, to motivate people in creative, because sometimes it gets really tough.
Yeah.
You know, when the producers that come here are only things in squeeze bags.
100%.
And you're going, hey guys, how am I going to keep these guys motivated?
How do I change the squeeze bag?
You know what I mean?
What about a squeeze? Yeah. Is it like a sickle shape?
Yeah. You know, maybe let's create the squeeze bag awards.
Yeah.
You know, so the guys can feel like they. Okay. So I've got David on the line. And I think let's hear what Dave has to say. Hold on 1 second. I've got this. I really do. Hold on. David, where's David calling us from? David is calling from the south. Hold on 1 second. Guys, you must also know that technology and being a creative are two slightly different things sometimes, you know. Got it. I got Dave. So, hello, Dave on the line. How you doing, my man?
Hello.
Hey, how are you, Dave?
I'm very well. How are you, sir?
I'm very good. I'm very good. Dave, do you have a question for these two mavericks here in front of me?
Yeah, look, I'm calling from the south of Johannesburg. I'm just a creative copywriter.
Yes, yes.
A creative copywriter, not just a copywriter.
Yeah.
Guys, we're being serious on this forum.
Yeah, thank you, Dave. I think.
Yes, so I want to ask the guys. I mean, I heard you say you having to look at new expanding the team.
Yeah.
So I just want to know, guys, if I'm interested in joining the odd number.
Yeah.
How do I go about it?
Look, Dave, this is your opportunity. Just give us an advert. Give us an advert there quickly.
Yeah, I think you've just won yourself an impromptu.
This is your stage, Dave.
To create an advertisement. Right?
Yes.
Okay.
Are you good, Dave? Are you going to give us something now?
Already.
Yeah, but guys, I mean, I'm a creative copywriter.
Yeah.
Like, I prefer to write the advert.
Yeah. Do you work anywhere now, Dave? Are you at an agency right now, or are you just looking to get into the game?
At the moment, I'm just freelancing with a small agency called Shesha.
Called Shesha.
Yeah, it's a quick one.
Like
they make work quickly.
Yeah, speed is our thing.
I see the guys
Some conceptual stuff. Yeah.
No, Dave. I think the guys. Do you guys have like an HR department or some kind of department that Dave can call into?
100%. You can either do it through. I mean, the website theoddnumber.co.za. But I can give you my email address as well.
Yeah.
SBU at theoddnumber.co.za.
Info at theoddnumber.co.za.
Info at theoddnumber.co.za.
Did you get that, David?
Round two. Thank you. The odd number, how do we get to the odd number, guys? As a name.
That's a great question. That's a fantastic question. I think you tried to answer it, but I think...
Smoot tells it really well.
I think that's fantastic. Smoot tells that's a really beautiful question.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys,
G-Man.
Yeah.
Say
G-Man. Talk to us, Boo. I want
that day. It's weird. It's like the difficult part to... it's quite a difficult time to come up with a name, actually.
Right.
You know, you have to live with it for forever, really. So,
right.
I mean,
it's Dave there. We were sitting talking about names. You know, we looked at Venek, we looked at all sorts of things. I was like, Tutola, you know, there's a lot of names, there's a lot of companies with sort of numbers in their names, like the 140 BBDO, like 1886. Yes, yes. And then, you know, but we were like, no, but we different, we're odd to that, you know, so we quite like the ring of just the odd number, you know.
Yeah.
You know, we've gone to post rationalize it nicely. Yeah.
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 So, but tell us this post-rationalizing. I mean, you still haven't gotten to it.
Oh, so now it's come to sort of mean odd creative numbers business, you know. So
that's beautiful.
So where the numbers rest, you know, we've always said like business, understanding of business well is,
yeah.
Understanding of creative meeting at the odd number.
Yeah.
It's really that. So, yeah. Gola's kind of the number, I'm kind of the odd, and that's sort of how it's
really left brain meets right brain. Ultimately, you know, we solve business challenges creatively. Yeah.
Are you happy with that answer, Davida?
Oh, fantastic, man. I just want to tell the guys it's an inspiration.
Yeah.
It's amazing what you are doing for this industry, guys.
Fantastic. Yeah, fantastic.
No, thank you, Dave.
We've been waiting. So, Smoo, at the odd number, I'm going to send an email for you.
Yeah. And then the other one is info at the odd number.
Correct.
Let's do this thing, guys.
Okay.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Thank you so much, Davida. Thank you.
Inspired. Thank you. Goodbye.
Hola. And I mean, it's Davida. There's a familiar ring.
Yeah, no.
There's a tone that I recognize. but I mean, he does bring up something important though. You know, like it's obviously a very inspirational thing for a lot of people. And do you guys get that a lot? Do you guys get a bunch of people coming up to you telling you know how inspiring it is? And what do you tell them? You know, people say, yeah, me too. Also, I want to get into this thing. You know, and what is your guys' answer to those people?
Yeah, I mean, firstly, do it, but have a plan. I mean, you know, don't just jump. Sort of test the market, understand what it is that you want to do, think about how you're going to position yourself in the market, and do it. I mean, you can only learn through your failures, I guess. Yeah. You know, fail forward is what they say. Yeah.
Okay, fantastic. I think we have another caller on the line. Because these guys, you know, this phone has never rung this much as it does right now. You know, this phone is like a tea kettle now, the whole way. But I mean, I think we've got another caller on the line. It's Golisa from Santin. Hey, what's going on, Golisa?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey! Hey, what's going there, man?
I want to know, because usually they say I'm a switch off my radio, so I switch off my computer.
Just wait, man. You're going to have to switch off. You're working with a different type of radio here today, my man. You're working with the best. Is this Golisa Joshana?
It's the guys that looks up to the guys that are there.
Oh, beautiful, yeah. Beautiful, 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 Golisa. Hey, good to have you on the show, man. Good to have you on the show. What's up? What question do you have for the guys?
No, I actually don't have a question for them. I just wanted to say I'm really, really proud of all the amazing work that they're doing.
Dope.
I think it's absolutely fantastic. I think.
Thank you, sir.
When we think of transformation in the context of this industry, I think we become too one-sided when we think of it, and we always say, how do we change white agencies to become more representative?
But
I think at the same time we have to be asking ourselves, how do we grow from the ground up more black agencies?
And I think these guys are thank you so much.
Living that example, and it's really amazing.
Oh, thank you, leadership.
Thank you so much, Koli. Really appreciate that.
No, Koli, that's fantastic.
And Brand SA, Joe, I cannot even begin to.
Right?
You know, isn't it crazy how it takes so long for Brand SA to be with an SA agency, you know what I mean?
That's
what we live with. And we need to talk about these things, and that's why, for me, you have to look at the complexity of this whole thing, because another thing is, you know, we start these agencies, and then you ask yourself about how is Awakul Mende there supporting us as well? Because it's the only way we're going to. It's like getting to a job interview and they tell you need 5 years experience, and you're like, that.
But where am I going to get this experience?
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I really think it's a significant step, this brand SA thing.
I think it's fantastic news, man.
Sure.
Thanks so much, Koli.
Really appreciate it, Koli. Thank you.
All right, gentlemen.
Thank you so much, man. That was Koli Satyashana, the executive creative director at Joe Public. Amazing. See, guys, you're making us all feel like, we must go out now. All of us must meet somewhere.
Let's, why not?
You know, I think it's 12 o'clock. No, guys, it's amazing. And you know, I mean, the hour flies. We're almost out of time.
Oh, no.
But I know, right? I mean, we start and then it feels like we're ending. But I like that, because it feels like then I can tell the powers that be that I'm ready for more time. but I mean, just very, very, very quickly, where do you guys see the odd number going? Let's say, you know, 5 years from now, how do you want us to perceive or see the odd number say 5 years from now? Should I start with you, Carl?
Just from my end, I think our plan is Vision 2020. We really want to grow our
once again, according to the trap of Bafana Bafana.
Bafana Bafana.
Music, once again.
So the plan is to grow, Grant, yeah. But also, again, measured growth. You know, we don't want to stumble. We're looking at two or three new retainer clients
right.
over the next year and a half, 2 years. But also just to stay on course and just grow the business and produce powerful, sort of authentic, heavily nuanced work.
Yeah.
That, you know, steers clear from the jumbo drums and the loincloth that, you know, typically characterize
the jiving for
mass market.
No. I mean, me too, 100%. You know, I think Africa is untapped as well, you know,
yeah.
the continent,
yeah.
you know, so I certainly see us playing a role in South Africa and outside of South Africa. I think, you know, it's time we reclaimed that aesthetic that is ours. You know?
That's dope, man. So, yeah, I mean, like I said, I mean, we're out of time and I'd really, really like for us to keep talking about this stuff. And and I have it in the back of my mind that one day we're going to have a big round table conversation with a whole lot more of us.
Yeah.
Just to thresh out some of these issues, you know, just kind of talk about some of the challenges that we're all facing in our day-to-day lives and how we think we can influence the game going forward. But I mean, 100%, thanks once again, the guys. I mean, I always feel like it gives everyone like a sense of courage and a sense of pride to know that, you know, I sit here in front of two it appears very, very level-headed and astute gentlemen who know exactly what it is that they're up to. And I get the sense that, you know, there's not going to be a gust of wind that changes the direction you guys are going in, because I feel like you guys have got something solid going on.
Absolutely.
Oh, and
like I always say, you know, this show it always introduces me to the other side of the people that I know.
Yeah.
You know, and I think it's amazing. And like I always say as well, if the show was on a Friday, we'd be having a tequila. So thank you to everyone who's listening out there. I'd like to just say, let's meet up again. You guys, I don't know if you guys have any parting words for anyone, for the guys out there.
I'd just like to send a shout out to the guys putting in the hours there, the odd number.
Yeah, man.
The whole team. Yeah, man, the whole team.
Yeah.
We've got a great team there.
We do.
Okay, thanks. I mean, and that's it. So get out there, get the podcast, download it. We didn't swear too much, so you can play it for your moms. let's hang out again next week.
Thank you.
Cheers.
This is CliffCentral.com.